This is a CKTZ news update. Nick Gagnon started cutting firewood for Cortez Islanders a couple of years ago and says he has noticed a decline in firewood cutters in recent years. This winter, it seems more people than usual have been running out of wood with few local cutters to buy it from, to the point where residents have had cords delivered here from off-island at a higher cost per cord. In this conversation with Nick, he shares his thoughts on what is driving this shortage. Are fewer people cutting the wood? Is it a shortage of local wood to cut? Or both? He also explains why this is one of the most satisfying jobs on Cortez Island. I was really curious about why it does seem like there's a shortage of firewood on Cortez this year. There's so many people that are crying for firewood. What's your take on all of that? Because you do a lot of cutting on the island. You're constantly delivering wood to people.
I am constantly delivering wood. I think a lot of hardcore firewooders packed it in over the last 5 to 10 years. And I also think the result of that is a lot of people did have that 2 or 3 year advance on their firewood, and they've kind of been running out. So, you know, you kind of score 3 cords here and you catch up a little bit. And I think everybody's just kind of run out. I kind of feel like I'm almost the only guy out there sometimes. I mean, there's lots of firewooders, but I think it's just less consistent is another big factor, you know, like as a runaround chainsaw guy too, you come across a cord here and you come across a cord there, but that doesn't give firewood buyers very much security. And it doesn't give, you know, a firewood producer a lot of security as far as having a good consistent supply. I think another big factor is the price point on firewood. I always looked at it as firewood is free where it sits. And its only value is the work it takes to get it to your house. You know, that really sort of is the case. So for two guys to go out with a truck and some chainsaws and to hand bomb a cord of fir into the back of a truck and drive it and deliver it to somebody, and for both of them to make $150 and go home that day, you know, that's more like a fun job. That's not really a pay the mortgage job.
I know that I've tried every 10 years or so, I go, I'm going to go get my own firewood. And then I'm reminded about how ridiculously difficult that is. You need the time, the skill, the equipment, and yeah, you need to be fit because it's hard work.
Yeah, it's really hard mechanically. Like, it's really hard on trucks. Just driving around with a cord of fir in the back of a 3/4 ton diesel pickup, it's working. And where are you going to get that firewood? It's not paved. It's probably a rough, flexy, bouncy road with a washout or two. It's not easy on a vehicle, and it's not easy on the body. It is extremely difficult. Even with a wood splitter, it's hard on the back, it's hard on the wrists and arms. You really got to get efficient with your motion if you're not going to destroy yourself doing 2 cords a day.
But is there not machines that make it easier for you? I know that some people, they cut wood and they don't even touch the wood. Everything is mechanized and so on. It's not how you do it, is it?
I do. I got a couple different setups, and it depends on for me whether it's worth the volume to go get set up somewhere. So I got my little mechanized harvester, and I like to buck up everything with that and then still manually process it through a wood splitter. Thing with like a let's say like one of those big firewood processing machines specifically is, for starters, they're like, you know, $75,000 to $100,000. So that's a big investment to make. You know, those machines can produce like 8 or 10 cords a day. You still need another machine around to load the logs onto it, and you're going to have a pretty serious amount of fuel consumption. And then you also need a pretty serious truck to deliver all that wood. So your setup cost, I mean, you're looking at $150,000 to be able to create, you know, a firewood processor with, you know, a little, let's say, skid steer or something to load it. And then the comparable 2-ton truck or something that isn't stressed out delivering cord after cord of wood. And then once again, you're now adding to your fuel consumption and you're adding to your overall operating costs, because anything that increases your production has wear parts and those kinds of things. So it does make the system go faster, but like to get set up in that kind of scenario is kind of one of those, a lot of people are stuck at that chicken and the egg. Do you make that big investment? You're going to have the firewood, you're going to have the sales.
How much is it for a cord right now?
I'm doing mixed loads for $300.
I think I've heard you say before, it's not like you're going to get all fir. Everyone wants just all fir, and that's just not possible. It's going to be mixed.
Well, like let's say like bone, like nice dry fir, you know, at the top end, you're going to get 28 million BTUs out of that. And as far as Hemlock goes, you're going to get like 19 to 20 something million BTUs out of a cord of Hemlock. So if you blend those two together, you're buying 25, let's say 24 conservatively million BTUs for $300. Let's just quickly compare that to propane, which is about 25,000 BTUs per liter. That takes 1,100 liters of propane to equal one cord of, you know, fir, hemlock, mixed. 1,100 liters of propane at $1.80. So you're looking at $2,500 comparatively to heat with gas. So a cord of mixed fir and hemlock price-wise versus any other option on the market is no question. You know, so I'm buying my wood now. I'm buying my logs. I'm buying what is basically a net loss for the community forest to send to market. And we're buying it right roadside, and then we're producing it, we're refining it, and we're getting it in your driveway. So that's a cost. I'm paying about $100 a cord to secure that. That's what it costs us to get it to the side of the road, pretty much. And then I've got to process it. So when I'm bringing that there, it takes me half a day with all my gear and chainsaws and truck and everything to make that $200. And so I feel like the price of firewood is so far per BTU outpaces anything else on the market. And I think that's a big driving factor why it's not so accessible. So I'm hearing people buying cords from Quadra for $500. There was a guy coming over from the Big Island there doing three cords for $1,000, $330 a cord. So here I am at $300 a load coming in under the general market, or obviously what people are willing to pay. So to move the buck forward, like propane goes up 50 cents a liter overnight. Nobody asked any questions. Everyone still fills their tanks, you know, but when fuel goes up and the guy who does firewood wants $25 more a cord, it seems like all of a sudden it's a negotiation. And so there's some economics there that aren't the greatest in the firewood to try and fight, because it is a free market, right? It's up to anybody who has access to wood to process it up and get it to those. And that's always kept the price down, I think. And now that's not so much the reality, but we don't want to take advantage of the market or take advantage of people in need of the market being where it is. But it's definitely got to move up a little bit. And I think if it does, that might inspire more people to bring it up. I think it's one of the best entrepreneurial markets. I mean, what else can you do on your own time with a chainsaw and a pickup and as a little side job, the weekend warriors, just to get it done? There's tons of 10-acre lots on Cortez that are full of blowdown fir. I think the wood's sitting out there. I think it's sitting out there rotting. It's a bit of a disconnect. And like I said, it's a lot of work to get that in the back of a truck. So even at $300 with the price of fuel, price of vehicles, like the old classic Fords are just like they're holding their value out on the open market out there. Like the old $500 Beater truck just doesn't seem to exist anymore. Not anything that can pack a load. I think all those little factors together sort of make it like a lot of people go, it's just not worth it, you know?
Okay, so what would make it worth it?
I personally see it as just increasing capacity. So I've made my system just more efficient, less taxing on my body. I got an oversized truck, so it doesn't care when it has a cord of wood in it. Economically, like if you can get two cords in your truck without getting home and crawling it, you know, feeling like you just did three rounds of boxing, that I feel like that really, really changes the pace, because 4 or 5 days of doing firewood, it's hard to want to do firewood anymore.
It's just becoming more efficient, and so that you can make more money per hour.
That's what's been really nice with the community forest projects, is that, you know, it is nice and roadside. You're not sort of trekking it out of the bush or out of ditches and up and onto the road. So that's kind of nice to have some equipment around to bring to keep, you know, bringing the pile up and forward to the truck. Gets you working downhill. That makes things go pretty good. I think we did close to like 60 or 70 quarts last year. It felt like we barely made a dent in the market, because now we're just recirculating the list. We're just going back through our client list and trying to keep everybody served and in fairness. Kind of go into a little bit of a triage mode this time of year. You know, we're getting a lot of elderly people or just people just, I've got nothing left. So to sort of take what you got that's burnable and to get it to people who are, you know, sort of freezing right now, that's really our big priority. And so we try and, you know, get through our firewood stash in all fairness, but, you know, mixing the green in with the wet, but, you know, I'll put the green with the dry. So I'll put the dry at the front of the truck and the wet at the back. So it's, you know, at least when they are stacking at the woodshed, they can, that's next year. And I got a bit of this year, but.
I hear you're saying that anyone who's cutting wood, just make sure it's as efficient as possible. And then, you know, you will do better at this. And there's ways of doing that. And I can't see with the, you know, the cost of fuel, which is up already, what is it, $1.65 in town per liter right now, and it's going up even more. So this is going to have to be transferred on to the cost of the wood that the consumer pays. So, I mean, I don't see any way around that. Do you?
No, the whole world goes up, and everything goes up in price as time goes on. And it's just the reality of inflation.
So we should probably be expecting that wood might go up a bit. And so, yeah, and hey, it's a hard job. So yeah, let's just pay people properly for what you guys provide. And then, yeah, maybe there will be more people more interested in providing firewood on the island if there is a shortage right now.
Right. And of course, the firewood that does come out of the community forest is available to people. So the CFGP has put up a call out to anybody, any firewood contractors who want to buy loads of firewood and process it and get it to market.
You're pretty much it right now. I don't know anyone else cutting wood.
It feels like it. If I can't, you know, if someone calls me to get put on the never ending list, the eternal list, you know, and I always tell people, even though you're on my list, if you get an offer from anyone else, you just go ahead and take it. I will not be insulted or anything, but the key for us is that we're trying to work with the community force and just building that capacity and making, and we're going to increase every year how many courts we put out there. And some of our people on our client list who are starting to feel like we can provide them with some firewood security, it's probably one of the most satisfying jobs, because you're bringing people warmth and you're bringing them heat. And if I could provide everyone on the island with firewood, I would, and I'm trying to get to a point where I can at least supply the majority of the island with firewood. And so, like, that, those are big goals, but it happens one step at a time, and just by slowly increasing production, not getting ahead of ourselves, and keeping that client list happy. And as we outgrow our client list, we're going to just take on more and more people, and hopefully we can get those woodsheds stocked up.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for, you know, looking after us in the community with our firewood. Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.